Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I gotta tell you, I hope you're watching the show on YouTube or on Twitch because of the moves from Coach Wiggins.
I hope you haven't eaten if you are.
Is that a request? Was that your choice?
Okay.
This is like a bone playlist.
William Devon.
I hope you didn't just pull a hammy.
No, that's a classic okay. Right there.
Right. Well,
remember the caddies with the diamond in the back, though? Yeah. The whole window was covered up, and it had just had the little diamond window in the back.
Yeah.
We just got a glimpse into you and Talina's bedroom.
Huh? Oh, God.
Oh, believe me.
My guy, Shime, is taking requests. Auto theme this morning because we are in Newport, Rhode Island.
Yep.
And it is Audrain. Newport Concourse Motor Week, so all kinds of incredible vehicles all around us. We are at the Newport Craft Brewing organization here, and they have been great hosts, and I hope you come out and see us before the show ends. Jay Leno will be here next hour. Nate Burleson will go and attempt to beat the geek against Shime at 9 on this morning's show. Let's open the Window World of Boston weather window for Curtis here in Newport, if we could. And you look right across. You see the bridge out there, Curtis?
I do.
The bridge to Newport. Beautiful bridge.
Trying to tell me to do something?
No, I'm not. No, we love having you here.
It's a pleasure to be here. Very nice people in Rhode Island. I feel like we're always here after a cataclysmic event in Boston sports.
Yeah.
Because the first big road show we did was the morning after the Patriots drafted Cole Strange, and we all know that that was the worst thing that ever happened. And now we're here after the Yankees won. But it can get better today. It's going to be a beautiful day. 53 right now, sunny skies, going to be near 70 and sunny this afternoon. In Newport, back home in Boston, about the same.
Okay. You get a whole house full of windows installed for $99 a month. That's it from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. Shime, rest of They Said It, what's next?
Well, Greg, after the game, the MLB Network was kind of breaking down the Red Sox, and they seem to have a very bright future planned for the Boston Red Sox. They say they would buy stock in the Sox. Here they were talking about the Red Sox.
Well, I will tell you what, though. I buy stock in the Boston Red Sox. Oh, yeah. I love the young position players and the young pitchers. He's right. You know, we heard so much about the core, the big three position players and Mayer and Roman Anthony and Campbell. These pitchers, between Tolley and Early, I mean, these kids can pitch.
Yeah.
And so they've got a lot going in the right direction. They need to fortify first base, figure out what they're going to do there. Is Cassis an answer there? Can he stay healthy, or do they go out and get a Pete Alonso and play him at first base? Like, you start dreaming a little bit about some additions to this team and improve the defense. They have to do that. But they've got a solid core and a young team to build around for the future.
Wiggy wants Pete Alonso. I mean, who wouldn't?
Right.
If you're the Red Sox and you're willing to spend. But your lead this morning was that you think it's time to say goodbye to Alex Cora.
Yeah, I think it's time to move on. I think they will spend. I think it's time. I ultimately, if I had to bet, I don't think they're going to move on from Cora.
But you think he should be gone.
I think he should be gone.
And that's because you think he mismanaged game two.
Yeah.
And
they lead the league in errors,
and he has not been able to solve that problem.
Yep, and I think that you look at it, you have all these young players, these new players. It's time for fresh new blood as your manager, right? It's when do you get?
But they seem to love the guy.
They do love him.
But everybody, I mean, there are plenty of coaches that people love.
Do you think they'd hate Veritek?
Right.
No.
But it's time for new blood. It's time for a new way of thinking. Like, you see teams, and how long do you just ride with a guy when they haven't been able to do anything? I mean, how long would you say, okay, how long should he be the manager for?
I guess they're going to give him a chance next year because they internally believe that they have almost all the pieces in place. Like, I think they're very happy.
Do you think the third base coach is back?
I hope not.
Yeah.
That may be a fall guy.
You think the hitting coach is back?
I'm assuming
drive line. I mean, it's just all computer program.
Yeah,
but you know what I mean. Like, yeah, those are
but would you be okay if they switch all those guys and keep Cora?
No,
because you also have
please
to
call drive line.
But you have to also remember that John Henry in the front office, they stuck their neck out for Alex Cora. They brought him back after the scandal that sidelined him for so long. I just think that they have so much stock.
No,
in
they
him.
Did him a favor. Is what they did.
They also gave him a contract extension.
Yeah, they did him a favor.
They did.
The best thing to ever happen to Alex Cora is Ron Renicki. Like, that was so bad.
Yeah.
When he was the year filling in during COVID. I know they're not going to fire him. I just like this topic because it bothers the crap out of my good friend Lou and all the baseball hardos out there that say he is totally blameless, yet in the next breath, when they win, it's, look at the job of Alex Cora. What a remarkable day. That doesn't make sense. My man Wiggs says the math ain't mathin'.
Right.
And that's something that is frustrating because literally you get born in the Boston area, you learn not to use an R, and you learn to rip the manager. Those are the two things that everybody is indoctrinated into. And for some reason, Alex Cora has been above reproach.
But
or
Lou,
beyond reproach.
But Lou, you're right about Lou. Lou will tell you, we get Lou on Monday, he's going to tell you that Alex Cora is one of the best managers in the game.
How does that happen?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Base. How does that happen with Eaton in the game two? Right. How on a ground ball, even if they hadn't bobbled it, he's one of your fastest players, one of the fastest players in the major leagues. How is he not scoring on that play?
Right.
You're on second, the full count, you're off with the pitch. One run changes that game. Situationally, we would give the head coach of a football team a hard time. But we don't do it with the Red Sox.
And Lou and these guys say he's one of the best coaches in baseball. What has he done? When you look at him, his teams,
won a World Series is going to be the answer.
Yeah, well, they were banging trash cans.
How many coaches then have won championships?
Wiggy, they're going to turn around and say that he got that 21 team as far as he got that 21 team.
And how long ago was that?
Four years ago
is not that long.
All right, so what's more known about Alex Cora? That he gets his team to the championship and doing big things, or that his teams fall apart in the second half of the season.
Yeah. All right, Wiggy Wiggy says it's time for Alex Cora to go.
Man.
All right.
I got to tell you, the Sox could have used those dongs.
Also, nobody is more easily distracted by food than Jermaine Wiggins.
You got a knife?
So we have Wally's dogs. If you're watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube, and you should be, and it is presented on Twitch and on YouTube by Springer's Jewelers, and they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, then you can see the dogs that we got
that
here.
That one does look
and
good
they're
right
all,
there.
And they're dressed with a lot of good stuff.
I so control the food demon.
Wally's tweeners.
The food demon is taking the lead.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, sometimes you get possessed, Curtis.
Amen.
It's the way it is.
We will take a break so Wiggy can have breakfast.
Thank you.
Multiple wieners. When we come back, the news.
Yep.
And then 8:20, right around 8:20, 8:30, we will be joined here in Newport by Jay Leno on a Flex Friday at WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.